laid down in the chairs with her head in the guy's lap, and he had tweezers, and he started plucking her eyebrows in public. And I just thought, that would have to be in a short story that's meant to be a funny short story, because no one would believe, even Polish people would do that. I mean, it's just crazy.
But that kind of stuff you use in your books.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I had a fingernail clipper in one of my books. It's just amazing how rude some people can be. And then I'm rude, because I take pictures of
it. It was, after all, in public. My question to you is, you used to tell your siblings the gross stories before getting to bed. Do you use any of the things you made up in the past with your siblings in the books you're writing now?
You know, I don't. That's a good question, though. I've never been asked that. My sisters, so I have two older sisters, but I bullied them because I had to be really mean because they would punch me all the time. So I would tell them really horrible stories. And all the stories I wrote, they would die in them. Or they would get in really bad trouble for being mean to me. And if anyone here is an older sister, you understand the story. So I would tell them really scary stories, and they would start crying, and they would get upset, and that would upset me, and I would start crying. And then my parents would come in and punish my older sisters for making me cry. So I've always been rewarded for this. So really, I'm the victim, you know? But you know, they were so easy to scare. So I would hide under the bed and grab their feet, you know, things like that. Funny things, right? Yeah. You can't put that in the book.
You still get along with them?
I do, yeah.